Good afternoon. This is Bill Young and John O'Rourke, and welcome to Catholic Conscience 2.0. Today is Sunday, August 15th, and it's the feast day of the Assumption. And we're doing the Chapel of Divine Mercy and the other prayers that John or myself decides to add on. Unfortunately, a serious day today. Earthquake in Haiti, where we have hundreds died and more thousands injured. And also for the sick, for those with coronavirus, my nephew's mother and their family all have coronavirus. Yeah, and I heard she was just in the hospital, so we'll pray for the sick also. And later on, specifically, the rosary for the sick. But right now, let's go to Zoom and get John on, John O'Rourke. And sign on right now. And see if John is there. Okay. Let's see. Okay. We're on that. And let's see for the souls in purgatory. For Sunday, and let me tell John and mine, just in case. Oh, here he is, right here. Okay. And John's coming on in a second. Oh, here's John right now. Hey, John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How you doing today, buddy?
All right.
Good, good. We're on the podcast already, and I just mentioned to the folks today we'll be praying especially for those the earthquake victims in Haiti. I think it's hundreds died and thousands are injured, last time I heard. And also with coronavirus, my nephew, who luckily he is in Hawaii with the kids, but his mom and the family, all of them, and grandfather, all of that in Hialeah all have coronavirus. And his mom just got entered, I think, in the hospital. So we'll pray for the sick. People have coronavirus. And also later, hopefully, we do the rosary for the sick for that. And so today is Sunday, the indulgent prayer for Sunday. The week. Do you have that handy? You want me to do it? How you doing?
Of course.
Of course. I got it ready. I'm ready for you, Johnny. If you mess up, man, you don't have it. I got it.
I got your back.
Thanks, buddy.
Sunday.
And is it today the Assumption? Today's the Assumption?
Today is the feast day of the Assumption. Yeah,
okay.
Very important day.
Beautiful feast day. Okay. I hope later on you have a special prayer for, right? I'm assuming you do. Or if you want, I'll look it up.
Don't worry about it.
You got it. You got it. I know.
In the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
O Lord God Almighty, I ask you by the precious blood which your divine Son Jesus shed in the garden, deliver the souls in purgatory, and especially that soul among them all, which is most destitute of spiritual aid, and being to bring it to your glory. May it praise and bless you forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John, for that. And so now we'll start with the opening prayer for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life. Gush forth for souls in the ocean mercy, open up the whole world. O font of life, a fearful divine mercy, invoke the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gush forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you.
Thank you.
And now we'll be praying the Our Father, Hail Mary. You do Psalms 130, and then I'll do the Apostles' Creed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Psalm 130. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, and you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning, more than the watchman for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him there is plentiful redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all iniquities.
Amen.
That, by the way, is directly out of my brand new Divine Mercy Catholic Bible.
So. Nice. Thank you, John. You got it today. All right.
Yeah, actually, it arrived last night. Just a surprise. So.
Wow, what a great surprise. What a great surprise. So, you're going to have, for today, I bet they have something for the Assumption, Mary. Or you could do that later, I hope. Let's do the Apostles' Creed first. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the
communion. Hang on.
What happened?
You missed the whole prayer. Let's start over again.
I was doing it by my head. I guess it wasn't correct. Now I got it. I was trying to find it, and I was just doing what was in my head.
Okay.
I believe. Thank you, John, for catching that. Tell me.
No worries.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he comes to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
And like always, we'll do the rotation. You do the first half, the first decade, and we'll alternate. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atone for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atone for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atone for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity to your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atone for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Repeat after me 3 times. Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Closing prayer. Eternal God, whom mercy is endless and the treasures of compassion is exhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. That today we did the first day in the Novena Divine Mercy. So I believe today is the second day, and it's a special day because it's a day that Jesus says, bring me the souls of the priest and religious and immerse them in my infallible mercy. It was they who gave me strength and endured my bitter passion. Through them, as through the channels of my mercy, flow out upon a mankind. Most merciful Jesus, whom comes all good and increases your grace in men and women, consecrated to your service, that they may perform worthy works of mercy, that all see them may glorify the Father of mercy, who is in heaven. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the company of the chosen one in your vineyard, and upon the souls of the priests and religious. Endure them with the strength of your blessings, for the love of the heart of Jesus, the Son, your Son, in which is enfolded. Impart that your power and light, that they may be able to guide others in the way of salvation. And with one voice, sing praise to your boundless mercy for ages without end. Amen. And now we're going to pray the Litany of Divine Mercy and the words our Lord Jesus gave to Saint Faustina. And our response is going to be, I trust in you, and I trust in John, because he's going to be leading us in this Litany of St. Faustina's of Divine Mercy.
Divine Mercy, gushing forth in the bosom of the Father,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, greatest attribute of God,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, incomprehensible mystery,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, fountain gushing forth from the bosom of the...
I trust in
you. Fountain gushing forth from the mystery of the most blessed Trinity,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, unfathomed by any intellect, human or angelic,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, from which wells forth all life and happiness,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, better than the heavens,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, source of miracles and of wonders,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, encompassing the whole universe,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, descending the earth in the person of the incarnate Word,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, which flowed out from the open womb of the heart of Jesus,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, enclosed in the heart of Jesus for us, and especially for sinners,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, unfathomed in the institution of the Sacred Host,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in the founding of the Holy Church,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in the sacrament of Holy Baptism,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in our justification through Jesus Christ,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, accompanying us through our whole life,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, embracing us, especially at the hour of death,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, endowing us with immortal life,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, accompanying us every moment of our life,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, shielding us from the fire of hell,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in conversion of hardened sinners,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, astonishment for angels, incomprehensible to saints,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, unfathomed in all the mysteries of God,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, lifting us out of every misery,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, the source of our happiness and our joy,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in calling us forth from nothingness to existence,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, embracing all the works of his hands,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, the crown of all God's handiwork,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in which we are all immersed,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, sweet relief for anguished hearts,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, the only hope of despairing souls,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, repose of hearts, peace amidst fear,
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, delight and ecstasy of holy souls,
I trust in you.
And Divine Mercy, inspiring hope against all hope,
I trust in you. And like always, we'll pray the Fatima prayer. And the prayer is called the Sacrificial Prayer. And it says, pray this little prayer when you're enduring sufferings and making sacrifices and offering up mortifications. And especially all those who are struggling with coronavirus and the family members who are struggling with that also. And also those who live in Haiti, those who passed, who died because of the earthquake. And all those injured and the families, their properties destroyed, may we be able to rebuild and have a better place for them. And it's called this, oh Jesus, this is for the love of you, for the conversion of the poor sinners and in reparations for offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary on this Assumption Day. Our Lady of Fatima, July 13th, 1917, so a little bit over 104 years ago. So, John, now I'm waiting very anxiously. First of all, you have a special prayer for Sunday. And then, do you have something for the Assumption of our beautiful spiritual mother, Mary?
Wow, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I know, Johnny. I know you can do it, buddy. Yeah, since last night, you had this great new knowledge and book with you.
Well, we're going to start off with... First, we're going to start off with it's a relatively short prayer, but it's for the prayer for the Assumption of Mary.
Oh, nice. Thank you. That's great.
Father in heaven, all creation rightly gives you praise, for all life and holiness come from you. in the plan of your wisdom, she bore the Christ in her womb. She was raised body and soul in glory to be with him in heaven. May you follow her example and reflect in your holiness and join in her hymn of endless love and praise. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And also, the Sunday and the devotion for Sunday is the Most Blessed Trinity. So, we have a prayer here for the Thanksgiving prayer to the Holy Trinity.
Great, thank you, John.
Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in deepest reverence, we adore you and thank you for your infinite majesty and love. From our whole hearts, we thank you for all the proofs of love. For all the proofs of love you have shown us from the beginning to this very hour, especially for the grace that we are privileged to love you. We thank you for all the mysteries of our faith, especially for the mystery of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is a seal of our faith and the most sure anchor of our hope. We praise and give thanksgiving to you forever. Amen.
Amen. That's a beautiful prayer. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. And so I did want to pray the rosary after this. So let's conclude this portion of the chaplet and a lot of beautiful prayers that we did. And again, if you guys have any kind of special attentions for the sick or any special attentions, it could be for those in Haiti or other places where, like Cuba, where people are being captured and hurt and killed and tortured. We'll pray for all those people around the world. And in Afghanistan, I mean, the things that are going on there doesn't look too good for the people of Afghanistan. But anyway, so we're going to pray the rosary for the sick. And John, do you have any final comments for this podcast?
As always, don't forget to pray rosaries every day. And it's so important.
Thank you, Johnny. And we'll be doing that right next. So God bless everyone. And remember, the most important thing to do, besides the prayers, of course, that's number one. But number two, to share this podcast so then other people could also pray with you when you're praying. So that's very important, is sharing. Thank you, and God bless you all.